seated as we continue worshiping together this morning.
Christmas. It is great to see you. We're glad that you have come to worship with us this morning in this special Christmas worship celebration. We are honored to have you here. If you're a guest, if you would take a moment to fill out the worship registration that's attached to the worship guide when you came in, hopefully it was handed to you. And if you'll hold on to that at the very end of today's special celebration, we will have offering people who will be receiving our offering at the doors, and they'll have offering plates. We'll ask you to place that registration in the offering plate as you are leaving. And we're thankful to have you here. We're not going to show up at your house unannounced. What we will do is send you a gift in the mail. We will contact you however you choose to be contacted, but we just want a record of you being here, so we appreciate that. For all of the families in the room, we invite you to come back this evening at 4 p.m. We have a family moving. We will be showing in the venue our other worship environment, and so we'll be showing the movie The Star. It's an animated telling of the birth of the Savior. You're going to enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. And so we want to invite you to come and participate. We'll have free popcorn and drinks, and it starts at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Also, if you are a man in the room, we have a special men's Christmas dinner this Thursday at Catfish Cabin. You don't have to sign up. You just have to show up. It starts at 6 o'clock, so all men are invited to come, whether you're a regular attender here or guest. You come and be a part of that. A number of other announcements in our worship guide. If you'll just take a look at those and see the things that might apply to you, and you can be a part of those things. Now, after we pray, we're going to sing some more songs, and some of the songs will be very familiar to you. We want to encourage you, if it's a song you know, sing along. And if it's a new song, once you pick up on the chorus, on the message, feel free to sing along on that as well, because today is all about worshiping our Savior and the incredible way that God brought him to mankind. Let's pray together. Father God, it is an honor to gather here today. It's an honor to sing about you. It's an honor to sing to you. Father, my prayer is that every person here, those on the stage who are lifting up their voices, those in the congregation who will be singing along and then at times just listening, Father, that we would all participate in worship today. That every word that's shared, that every note that's sung, every note that's played from our instruments, that would all be for your glory. We celebrate this incredible season where we are reminded of the miraculous way you brought salvation to mankind. Thank you, Father, for giving us new life. We will sing to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand with us? Let's sing another song together.
Angels from the realms of glory, bring your light o'er all the earth. You who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah of birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Shepherds in the field.
us, even now His love is here.
Sing it out this morning, come.
Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. God is with us, even now His love is here. His love is here. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, you are the God who saves us.
Continue worshiping together. We sing a fantastic song about our Savior. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Join us together, church, as we sing this song together.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping. This is Christ the King, who shepherds God and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring.
Together, nail and spear shall pierce him through. Singing out this morning.
Nail and spear shall pierce him through. The cross he bore for me, for you. Shepherds, God, and angels sing.
Jesus, thank you. Please be seated as we continue worshiping together.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Please stand with us this morning as we sing a great song of praise. For unto us a child is born. Sing it out.
For unto us a child is born, a son is given, a son is given. For unto us a child is born, a son is given, a son is given. The Messiah, oh, to see him, to see him high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we see. Holy, holy, holy.
For
unto us a child is born. Shout out.
Jesus, in your name we pray.
Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts today. Lord, give us strength to live for you and glorify your name.
Shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Isaiah 35:4.
And this is love, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory is as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14.
This is love, and this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. 1 John 4:9.
This is love, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of kings on earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. Revelation 1:5.
King of glory born to that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
children. You did a wonderful job, and it's so exciting to have them sing and share the truth. This is love. John 3:16 is a verse that everyone in this room has heard. Many of us know, and maybe for some it's a familiar verse, but not a memorized verse, and I want to share it with you. It says this: for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. But those words were penned by John, the beloved disciple. He wrote those down as he was telling the account of Jesus and all that happened with Jesus and Nicodemus. And I think, just in case we didn't catch the full gravity of what those words mean and what they say, John wrote something else down a little later in the same man, in another book, the book of 1 John. 1 John 3:16 says this: this is how we know what love is, that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and our sisters. Now John goes on to say right after that, if anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. There's two truths here that I want to mention really quickly as we move forward. First of all, Jesus dying for you is the ultimate definition of love. If you want to know what love really is, songs have been written about that. Books have been written about it. Poems have been composed about that very subject. What is love? Jesus is love. Him giving his life for you and for me. That is the ultimate act of love. So my question this morning, as we approach the day where we celebrate the birth of Christ, my question is this: have you received the ultimate gift of God's love? Have you received his salvation? If you're here today and you've never given your life to Jesus, may I share with you that that verse that we started with, John 3:16, for all that it tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish. The reason the world would perish, in Romans it tells us, is because we all have sinned, every last one of us. We have chosen to disobey God. And Romans 6:23 says that the wage of that sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And so we have earned separation, death. We've earned separation from God because of the sin, the choices we've made. That's every man, woman, boy, and girl in the room. But God gives us the gift of eternal life. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Jesus died for us. That's what this song was about. That's what these verses are about. Jesus gave the ultimate act of love for you and me. This is love. He died for us. But he didn't stay dead. You see, there was a resurrection, and because Jesus came back to life, because he was resurrected and made new, you need to know that the same is available for you and for me. Now, it's not a matter of how good you can possibly be. It's not a matter of how much money you can give, how many times you can darken the doors of a church. No, it is simply a matter that the King of the universe sent his son to the earth. He lived a perfect and sinless life. He went to the cross for you and me. He placed your sin in my sin upon him. He died. 3 days later, he came back to life in spite of our sin. And so now he says, here's the ultimate gift of love. I died for you and I give you grace. So it's a gift. So we exchange gifts at this time of year, but how sad would it be to get a gift here in just 15 days, 15 days till Christmas. In 15 days, you open up a gift and along with it comes a note that says, now this is for you. It's a gift from me to you, but now you're going to have to earn it. And you're going to have to work for it. How tragic that would be. That's not a gift at all. It's just a transaction. And friends, you need to know something. Jesus did not die to give you a transaction which you have some huge part to play in earning it. No, he died and came back to life to give you a gift. The gift of eternal life. So if you're here and you need to give your life to him, I invite you right now, wherever you are, just to simply say, Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I give you my life. I need your grace. I need your love. Make me new. Let me be resurrected in my life like you. You can just simply talk to him. Commit your life to him. He will do his part. He's the one that gives the life. But the second part of this idea from 1 John 3:16 tells us this, that true love is only found in action or in truth. So this Christmas season, can I encourage all the believers in this room? I want to encourage you to love others with your actions, love others with your reactions, love others with your kindness. There is no better way to express the love of Jesus than how you show kindness and grace and truth to those around you. Your relatives, your spouse, your family that you're going to be gathering with, your friends, your co-workers. May you and I be an example of the beautiful grace of Jesus and who he is for us this year. So as we pray together, I want to invite you to do something. If you would bow your heads and close your eyes for just a moment. This just gives you a little privacy. We're not going to ask you to respond by coming forward in any way. This is just so that we can communicate together in a private manner. With your heads bowed and eyes closed, what about you? First of all, is there someone here that needs the ultimate gift of love and the ultimate understanding of love? You need Jesus right now. Commit your life to him. Ask him to come and transform you. He offers you salvation today. You don't need any magic words or me to do it. It's just you saying, Father, I've sinned. I commit my life to you. Make me new in you. Now, if you've done that today, when this service is over, I'm going to invite you to come just speak to me right down front. As people are leaving, I'll be right down here. I'd love for you to come by. Just grab me by the hand and say, I prayed that prayer. I need Jesus. I'd love to talk with you about that. No pressure. But for those of us here who already know Jesus, can I remind you this Christmas season, the greatest way you can show love is not going to be with a Christmas card or a gift. The greatest way you can show God's love to everyone around you is through your actions. It's through your reactions. It's through your kindness. So may we together as a faith family make a commitment that we will live out the grace of Jesus in the days to come. Father God, help us to do that. May we make an offering of our lives. Father, if we could give a gift to you, my prayer would be that it would be our obedience. My prayer would be that it would be our service. My prayer would be that it would be our kindness. Lord, help me to react in ways that honor you. Help me to act toward others and toward my family in ways that honor you. Father, help us to love others around us in ways that honor you. May we be reminded that the ultimate act of love is to lay down our life for our friend, but that also means lay down our living for our friends. So may we live for you as we serve others. Father, may we be radically generous, radically kind, and full of grace, your grace, as we live out the remainder of this Christmas season. We give an offering of our lives to you. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Skies of Bethlehem appeared a star, while angels sang to lowly shepherds. Three wise men seeking truth travel from afar, hoping to find a child from heaven. And falling on their knees, they bow before the humble Prince of Peace. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Stand with us this morning as we sing "That Sun Cannot Compare to the Glory of Your Love."
The sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before you. Holy through your mercy.
you so much for coming today. You can remain standing and we'll slowly begin to bring the house lights up. But I want to thank you for joining us today for a celebration of worship. And we do bring an offering to the Lord, and we are thankful to be able to celebrate our lives together this Christmas season.